Talk to me about Thanksgiving movies.
That sounds like a plan and a half. Let me
welcome back to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, by the way. Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na. It wouldn't be the same without this hokey music. Now, guys, this weekend, the new release, as everyone already knows, is the next installment in the Hunger Games franchise. I've only seen the first one, but I did see the Fappening 1 and 2, and let me just say Jennifer Lawrence has solidified her place in my heart. Now, I don't want to talk about movies I haven't seen, and you might say, well, that's never stopped you before, and my response to that would be a good hearty chuckle, because I have a great sense of humor. But Thanksgiving
never stopped you before.
But Thanksgiving is a...
Oh, Justin.
But Thanksgiving is upon us. That was a hearty chuckle. Thanksgiving is upon us, so considering I'm not informed on the whole Hunger Games thing, I thought I would share with you some movies I have seen and that I recommend.
Now, see, it's at the opposite end of the spectrum because there's Hunger Games and then there's celebrating movies over a holiday where no one's ever hungry.
That is a great point.
Well, at least most people aren't. Now, if you're still hungry, you can come to my house.
Yom Kippur.
I do know a pizza joint that I'd be happy to have you. Talk about them in a little bit.
Sure.
Now, Christmas movies seem to get all the attention, but there are a few gems I like to watch. One in particular that I think should be mandatory watching. Well, wait. Hold on. Sorry. I got distracted because I'm up here.
Mandatory when I
gotta,
figured out.
No
I got to
totally
get my music changed up over here. I'm sorry. There we go. Okay. Now, there's three movies that take place during Thanksgiving that I recommend heading into the holiday. The first is where this clip comes from.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
Now, that's not just something I said on the show yesterday. That's Al Pacino in Sin of a Woman. You may remember that this movie takes place over the Thanksgiving holiday. This is a great movie any time of year, but wouldn't it be even better the night before Thanksgiving, while the wife is in the kitchen getting the green bean casseroles ready, and you're on the couch with your young son, watching him learn about life from an expert?
Whew. Ah. Hmm. Are you listening to me, son? I'm getting your pearls here.
Now, the second movie is Dutch, and stars Ed O'Neill at the peak of his Married with Children success. Now, of course, he's had a career resurgence with Modern Family, but back in my day, he was Al Bundy. At the time, it was crazy seeing Al Bundy be anybody but Al Bundy. And I don't remember this movie being a big hit, but I did watch it around this time last year. And if you come across it and haven't seen it in a while, I say give it a shot this Thanksgiving holiday.
Dutch?
Dutch.
It's awesome. Dutch is great.
And it's one of those that at the time, you know, nobody really talked about. But all these years later, I can still watch it.
And a kid who lives with two boys who both think they're smarter than him. I really appreciate that movie.
And you remember the boy in that movie is Ethan Embry, who went on to play Papa Giorgio in Vegas Vacation.
Nick,
yes.
Papa Giorgio. He was good.
He won four cars.
He was really good in this movie, actually. He was a good little kid actor. Knucklehead. I wanted to punch him.
That is my second Thanksgiving pick. Now, the third movie is the one that is my go-to movie. And can any of you guess what it is?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
How'd you guess? Good job.
It's a no-brainer. That's the best Thanksgiving movie of all time. Every year it's a staple.
I was going to do a drum roll, but...
Much like It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas. If you don't want the answer, don't ask, my friend, because I got the answer.
Well, no, I'm glad that we're both on the same page. Because if there's someone out there who hasn't seen this movie yet, I am both shocked and appalled at you. And please make sure this year you see it. This is a John Hughes movie starring Steve Martin and John Candy, and is essentially a road trip movie like Tommy Boy, but done in a way that was unique to John Hughes, that perfectly mixes comedy and drama. Now, Steve Martin is desperately trying to get home to his family for Thanksgiving, and John Candy becomes his unwanted travel partner. There's some of the funniest and most heartfelt scenes in the film. You may have heard a liner for our station that plays with Steve Martin. Well, that line is from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and is hilarious, but the scene has a lot of emotion as well. Now, to end this Thanksgiving Matty T Minute, I'd like to play that clip in an extended form to include the response by Delv Griffith, who's played by John Candy.
Gotta rest
yourself. Wearing the same underwear since Tuesday.
I can vouch for that.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. but I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Mm-hmm. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
Now, everybody, see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Thanks for depressing me, bro. And if you need any shower curtain rings, call my man, Duff Garth.
His wife likes him.
Well, she did until she passed.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Oh, come on. That is a great movie, though. My dad likes to reenact the scene where his rental car is not there, and he has to go and talk to the lady. Uh-oh, what? You're blanked. Love that movie. So good. Nice one. Good drop it on the music, too, Matty T. I love it. Good flick, without a doubt. And Uncle Buck, it's not a Thanksgiving movie, but it is kind of holiday-esque because it was in winter and it was in Chicago.
Yes,
so.
And another John Hughes movie, too, so.
I couldn't even get it through the door. Hey, let's go. What are we going to do? Champs, chumps, we get Zone Rewind.
Take a chill pill.
We got one more break, buddy.
We just had a very entertaining segment. You weren't even here for it.
I'm listening.
Okay, we're going to a break. We're coming back. Yeah, with Champs and Chumps and then Zone Rewind.
I love it.
Charles and Conway, real quickly, my friend, I apologize. What's up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I already forgot what we're talking about. I've been on cue for a while here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Think about it and call me back, Smart Alec. We'll be back.